This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
An island in Hawaii, the death toll 53, just an absolute disaster as a result of these wildfires, fueled in part by a passing hurricane. People who didn't know about Maui now sadly know what they have missed in this historic town of Lahaina. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope in your little slice of the world things are going well. It is rough for the families there searching for missing people. That is huge for so many of tourists who have just fled Hawaii, which they need to because there's no place to put all these people. 2 days after that rapidly spreading fire began racing through the areas of the island, there are family and friends and others looking and hoping and praying and everything else to hear from missing loved ones. With that number of people dead, you can only imagine. They think it's actually going to still continue to rise. More than 1,000 structures were also destroyed by the fire, which is still burning in Lahaina and surrounding areas. And it's just been completely burned down. Lahaina is just burned down. The Front Street area, all of that just absolutely completely gone. And what's happened is, and why some people also couldn't find people, is that you had outages, power outages, and cell phone signal loss. So there was no contact. There was no way to contact people. There was a spreadsheet that was created by someone in Maui and shared on social media that showed people from around the globe trying to reach people they know on the island. So there was also that part of it. Because remember, you had tourists who were staying in that area, in Lahaina, in areas right around it, and could have been caught up in the fire easily. So many of the names on the list had been accounted for. That's good. Some were scattered at emergency shelters, the airport, that kind of thing. But hundreds of people still marked not located, more names being added to that too. So good on the initiative of putting that together, but you still don't have cell service in many cases, and you don't have power. So how do you know if someone's safe or not? How can you notify them? How can you figure that out? Luckily, some people are starting to find each other, you know, but it's disastrous. Just, you know, absolutely disastrous. Well, there's no other word I can use. Devastating disaster. It's terrible, terrible, terrible. And if you're trying to reach someone from some other place, connectivity is very, 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 very tough, needless to say. So sad, 53. Like I said, they think that that's going to grow probably a little bit more as well. In the meantime, how about this Iran prisoner swap that you've got five Americans that have been detained. So lost in so many of what things that are going on, the Biden administration has reached a secretive agreement with Iran that involves a release of five Americans in exchange for Tehran getting several jailed Iranians and ultimately access to $6 billion in sanctioned oil revenue that's being held in South Korea. So this has been 2 years of negotiating. The five Iranian-American dual citizens have been transferred from Iran's terrible prison to, it's called Evin prison, should be called Evil prison, to a hotel in Tehran where they're going to be held for a few weeks under house arrest before being allowed to leave the country. Can you imagine being those people, how desperately they want to get out of there? You also have, you got a couple of three names that have been released and two Americans whose families don't want their identities made public. So they, like, they've been dealing with this for 5 years. They don't want them made public at all. And they've had this ongoing negotiation throughout that entire time. And they shouldn't have been detained in the first place, from everything that I've been able to read or ascertain from this. But the good news is that they're getting, you know, that they're getting released. Frightening. The $6 billion of Iranian money that's been frozen in South Korea for many, many years, the U.S. isn't going to pay a single penny to Iran. None of it. It's just an oil payment from South Korean companies to Iran that was frozen as a way to say, hey, you know, screw you people. But it's not costing us. Now, will there be some backlash? Yeah. What are they going to do with the money? I would be questioning that. What are they going to do with the money? What about the terrorist groups in the Middle East? Once you're talking about a $6 billion in ransom, and I don't know, does that embolden anybody? Senator Tom Cotton said something similar to it, said the cycle will continue if we keep dancing to Iran's tune and we don't respond decisively to their aggression. So, I don't know, the Iran nuclear deal, remember, that was negotiated, it seems like, eons ago, but that was the Obama administration's. So is that something that's going to come back around or not? And I think why it's been so under the wire, of course, is because people don't want to hear about the negotiations. You always hear that thing that we do not negotiate with terrorists, but the fact is, yeah, we do. And this has been a long negotiation over the broader parts of this. So it's $6 billion is what we're talking about. And yes, it's their money if you want to look at it that way, but it was being held for a reason. The idea was to keep Iran in check. I guess that's the best way to put that. So that check is gone. It's, you know, again, it's over because of what happened. And 5 years is an incredibly, ridiculously long time. So you can only imagine what those negotiations were like. So while all of this is happening, and we talk about the focus on things like the sadness of Maui and what's happening with the release of these Americans, the ones we don't know the names of, the other thing that I think that's fascinating that's going on is, while you were sleeping, Russia launched its first moon mission in 50 years. You know, we talk about we're getting ready for Artemis, and we just had Virgin Galactic flying its first tourist to the edge of space. I thought that was kind of interesting, including a British Olympian who bought his ticket 18 years ago. But while all that's going on, knock, knock, we're looking at our NASA astronauts getting the first look at the Artemis II craft ahead of the moon mission. The Russians decided, yeah, we're going to go back up again. We haven't been there in 50 years. I'm just going to leave it right there. Coming up, what's happening in these NFL training camps and Major League Baseball. We're checking in next in the Man Cave.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave.
The man cave. And I'm getting psyched about NFL. I mean, it's almost here, peeps. We're so close. When you start talking about preseason games, for what it's worth, the Seahawks beating the Vikings 24-13, the Texans knocking off the Patriots 20-9. Although preseason doesn't matter, except for in looking at what the potential is or isn't. So like the Texans quarterback, C.J. Stroud, said he's going to learn from his mistakes and keep growing. And what does he mean by that? On Thursday night, he was 2-for-4 with 13 yards and interception in his two series, even though there was the win in that first preseason game. But his coach, Coach Ryan, said he wasn't concerned about his rookie QB's struggles, and he had a positive view on his performance, saying that we have time to clean things up and get better at, but I thought it was a pretty first good outing. Let's hope so, because the people in Houston and the surrounding areas that root for the Texans have so many frustrations that have been bubbling over. Oh, by the way, I think we have Guinness in the man cave with us. Oh, yeah, we missed him at the tail end of last hour because he wandered away. I think he saw a squirrel. I mean, this dog, squirrels and rabbits, especially rabbits. He takes off for rabbits like he's a thoroughbred horse. It's crazy the speed that Guinness has. And speed is something that for some of these teams, they're looking for in some of their players, like obviously, the rookie running backs and some of the wideouts that we're going to possibly see that will bubble up this season. And it's been interesting because now we have the Aaron Rodgers influence on the New York Jets. And you can see some of that on HBO's Hard Knocks. I'm saving that up, but I always watch Hard Knocks. And, you know, it's been over 100 days since he arrived in New York. So he's the most accomplished player they've had since Brett Favre in 2008. And the idea is he has sort of like that kid-like approach, and he's been that way. I've heard from a friend that covers the Jets, so they have high hopes for what Rodgers can do. Can he elevate this team to where they've wanted to get back to where they wanted to be, and coming off of last year? So it's been a while since the Jets had kind of that cocky swagger quarterback, and I think it may be exactly what they needed. I mean, if you look at his records and you look at the possibilities of what he could do, I kind of think it's one way or the other. I don't think there's going to be that in between Rodgers. He's either going to be the superstar, or it's going to be meh. And they're saying, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. So it's interesting. And there is no battle. Obviously, he's the guy. There are battles for other positions on teams that make, I think, it interesting to watch in some senses for some of you, depending on who the team is. And there's shift of players, like Cincinnati Bengals, who did so well last year, but then ultimately were knocked out. They talk about Jonah Williams, who would move from left tackle to right tackle. And it makes a difference when you make those shifts like that. But they're seeing that it's paying off, at least in some of the drills and what they're doing in training camp. But it's a whole different thing once you get out and you're playing on the real stuff. And, you know, you're playing the real stuff. So, like the Cleveland Browns, and you think of, this is another woulda, coulda, shoulda team. And they have Amari Cooper. They have Elijah Moore. They have Peoples Jones. They got clearly the triumphant of pretty good starting receivers, especially if they all perform the way they can perform. And all of this also depends on their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and what happens with him this season. How does he perform? How does he match up? So we'll look deeply at and go through every single of the 30 plus teams, and I'll give you my thoughts as I've been talking to people and taking some notes from people that have been going to some of these training camps. And in the next week, we're going to start to unload a bunch of that on you, including what's happening with the Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of you are Cowboy fans who listen to the show, and there's Giant fans who listen to the show. And I know that there's Bears fans, because you've all said things to me about what do I think is going to happen with the team, and that's how it rolls. Your team is the team that you're worried about, so I'm going to give a thumbnail impression of all of them, let's put it that way, including the New Orleans Saints. A lot of people talking to me about the New Orleans Saints, which makes sense when you think of the people listening to us there. This is going to be let's wait and see year for the Saints, by the way. But I'll give you all those predictions next week. We'll start doing that. How about the Astros and the Orioles? I wanted to squeeze in a little baseball for you. The Orioles, 71st win. Yeah, over the Astros. They won the World Series last year, beating the Phillies. So, by the slimmest of margins. What's interesting is you haven't seen a sweep like this in a while. But they haven't been swept in 15 months. They haven't been swept. They almost were, but almost doesn't count. So that's crazy to think of that. No team has done that to them. So think about that. It's well over a year. So Hey, listen, they won by a run. They picked up their 71st. They did in front of the home crowd. That's big. Absolutely. Pirates beat the Braves 7-5. The Braves are that other team. They have 72 wins, so this is a loss for them. Tigers blanked the Twins 3-0. And it was Riley Green who broke up a pitcher's duel that was happening there with a sixth-inning homer. The Guardians slid by the Blue Jays 4-3. Noah Syndergaard won for the first time since April 30th. Oof. Cardinals over the Red Hot Rays, or what used to be the Red Hot Rays, 5-2 is your final. Phillies coming off of that no-hitter earlier in the week that everybody was talking about anyway, the beginning of the week, 6-2, a win over the Nationals. Had a bunch of homers making a difference in that game for them. Red Sox blanked the Royals 2-0. And the Dodgers, I had a good friend at the Dodgers game tonight sending me pictures of what was going on in Los Angeles. 2-1. Clayton Kershaw gets a no decision in his return, but the Dodgers beat the Rockies again, 2-1. So it was a win, and they pick up their 68th win on the season. Wow, I actually got through all the teams. Every once in a while, I have someone request, could you mention baseball a little bit more? I love baseball. I've covered baseball half of my life, and we're in those dog days. So it means that it'll get more interesting as we go down the stretch here and we start looking at who's going to make it into the playoffs and are we going to have any of those play-in teams and what happens with the wild cards. Bryce James, have you heard of Bryce James? He's the second son of Lakers great LeBron James. He's going to play for Notre Dame High School in Sherman Oaks. That was announced, and it was on social media where they announced that. He played his first two high school seasons at Sierra Canyon High School with his older brother, Bronny James, and he was going to transfer. This is a big deal because they want him to get some looks. And he is on a team where you got some really, really, really good young players, like Mercy Miller. Do you know who that is? Son of rapper Master P. Miller, a four-star prospect committed to Houston's 2024 class 2 years ago. Yeah, you got to pay attention to all this stuff because these could be future, who knows, shooting guards in a couple of years in the NBA if they're drafted. A couple of great authors coming up next.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Iran has agreed to release 4 jailed Americans and place them under house arrest with the intention of allowing them to travel to the United States in the coming weeks. following a month-long diplomatic push by the Biden administration. That's according to a statement from the family's lawyer. At least 36 people have been killed by devastating wildfires on the island of Maui in Hawaii. Hawaii resident Jordan Sarabe, who lost his home to the flames, describes his experience escaping the destruction.
I had to drive through flames. You know, there was a van and a house already on fire. The smoke was going over the road. Literally don't know what's on the other side of me. And just hoping and praying I don't hit anyone. I don't hit a car and get stuck. The van next to me doesn't explode.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, FEMA and the Red Cross now stepping in to help people who lost their homes. Tim Berg, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Really excited to welcome to the show James Tenike. He's an author who's written this book, The Life and Times of Walter Reuther, An Unfinished Liberal Legacy. And he joins us here for Author's Corner on America Tonight. James, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kay.
Let's talk about Walter Reuther and who he was and maybe what people don't know about him and what drew you to the story.
Well, I guess what drew me to the story were two things. I admired him growing up, particularly for his stance on civil rights. He was there at the Washington Monument during the March on Washington in 63, the address, one of the addresses. I admired his stance on labor, et cetera, as well. And secondly, the thing that drew me to writing this book, when I go back and try to think, why did I write this book in the beginning? And it's hard to remember exactly why I did it, but I admired Reuther. And secondly, the term liberal was being used as a pejorative term, and it was not adequately defended by people that should be defending it. And that period of history produced a fairly rich legacy supporting us today. So that's how I got into writing this particular book.
When you started to maybe dig up more on Reuther, what did you find that you maybe didn't know or that you thought was so interesting? Because he was really, when you look at the United Automobile Workers Union, there were some scary things that happened back then in that fight for the union.
Oh, very. I guess if we look at this, the transition of the book, it starts with his formative years, which were interesting, and how he was raised, his you know, his father's politics, his father's advocacy for child labor in the mines, you know, to try to abolish having children working in the mines in West Virginia. You know, the training, on Sunday afternoons, he would the father would conduct these debating sessions where you know, the four boys, there was Walter, his younger, his had an older brother, Ted, who went into accounting and so forth, was not part of the union movement. Then there was Walter. Then there was Roy, a year younger than Walter. And then a few years younger than that was Victor. And then he had a much younger sister that came along, you know, a good 6 or 7 years at least after Victor. So she was a baby, you know, in the, you know, cowering in the, you know, in her mother's lap or something while these debates were going on in the, on Sunday afternoon. But he would have a debating session where they would debate issues of the day, and the father would grade them on how well, you know, they prepared, how well they presented themselves, etc. He sometimes would tell them, you two are going to be the pros and you two are the cons, and then switch them up at the last moment because, you know, he said it's essential that you know the argument and, you know, the position of the other party because, you know, there's some value in their position as well. So they had this training. Then he goes to Detroit as a young man. I think he was 19 going on 20 when he arrived at Detroit. He answered an ad by the Ford Motor Company for a senior tool and die leader, which would be somebody 35 to somewhere in their 40s, typically. So he shows up at the gate, a 19, 20-year-old kid. You know, the guard at the gate doesn't want to let him in, and he badgers him and badgers him until, you know, the guy out of frustration just lets him in. So there he's waiting, you know, in the office while the secretary alerts the, you know, the management person that's going to interview him. When the guy comes with his blueprints and so forth under his arm, he says, well, where's this tool and die worker? And the, you know, the secretary points to Ruther, and he gets angry at how dare you you know, bring me down here and waste my time you know, talking to this kid. So Ruther says, well, I'm here, you've got your blueprints, you know, you can give me a test or whatever and see what I know and don't know and so forth. And so Ruther impressed him. He didn't become immediately a tool and die leader, but he got the job at Ford and worked. He became soon, you know, the a position of authority. He was a good tool and die worker, and part of you know, his youth, let's say, was, you know, he struggled. You know, the family struggled during their time in West Virginia, and so you know, about getting into the middle class and so forth as a you know, was a professional worker in the Ford factory, you know, had some value to him. So there were two aspects to his behavior. There was, you know, once he was at Ford, he had dropped out of high school, so he completed his high school education at Fordson school or whatever, you know, a school that Ford set up for the workers like Ruther and so forth that hadn't completed their education. And then he went to what today is Wayne State. It was back then Detroit, Detroit College. I forget exactly. Detroit something university. And he started, you know, taking classes there. Then, you know, the Depression hit. His advocacy for labor, et cetera, he was, you know, he was, his family was in the Socialist Party. The father was a good friend of Debs. he brought the sons to meet Debs when he was in jail for his anti-war speech during World War One, he carried there was that tradition, but there was also the urge, to be middle class, etc. So there were two clubs. There was the 4C club, where the C's were something like companionship, community, etc. That was, this self-promotion club that got donations from people like the Kiwanis Club and the Rotary, and it was the establishment extolled the virtues of these people, and then when he got to Wayne State, there was the Social Issues Club, which was more avowedly socialist. They bring in people like Ralph Bunche and Upton Sinclair, etc., as their speakers. And one of the activities that he did, however, in the Social Issues Club was there was a motel near the campus of what was to become Wayne State, that had a swimming pool that they were going to allow students from Wayne State to use, except the black students were not allowed to use it. So the Social Issues Club started, one of its advocacy programs was to allow the black students into the use the pool. And it ended up with the motel just not allowing anybody from Wayne State to use the pool to avoid it. So that was one of the issues that they wrote. So he goes afterward. He leaves. He's fired by Detroit for his activities. Then goes on his European tour. He's waiting for a visa to go to Russia to work in the Gorky Auto Works plant. But it takes a good time, the better part of a year, before that visa comes. So he's in Germany. He's in Germany at the time. He lands in Hamburg on a boat, he and Victor, the two of them, end up in Germany. They end up going to Berlin to tour the Reichstag building, etc., that had been burned. They fall in with a group of socialist students in Germany during the time when Hitler is I think Hindenburg had just died, and Hitler is trying to get full control. So there's an election. Hitler gains, the full control, and 2 days or so after, the day after, whatever, the election, the brown shirts are up knocking on the door, climbing the steps to their apartment. The people thereafter manage to get down outside in the back window on a rope ladder of tied sheets together and escape. They find Reuther, the two Reuthers there, who show them the American passport and said, you better find other living accommodations. So they visit relatives of the mother in Germany, and then they go on a European tour before the visa comes in. And they meet a lot of people over the case.
Let me stop you because I don't want to run out of time.
Going on. I mean, the book is,
everything about a man.
And, it's going into too much detail.
Okay. No. The detail's interesting. Talking about them, again, what happened in Europe, and all the history in your book is so rich. And then the big part about coming back, the United Automobile Workers Union, and everything that happens there, assassination attempts, just fascinating. Just taking us through that trail of history and what does it mean today. I want to make sure as we wind down here, people know they can get your book, The Life and Times of Walter Reuther. You can get that book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and it's such a fascinating read, and what a deep dive you did. James, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Glenn Cook, he's written a book called Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. So again, I'm going to say that. Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. Glenn, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
Let's talk about why you wrote the book. What prompted you to say, you know, I'm going to put this together?
I was in the second class when TSA was created at Fort Lauderdale Airport. And after about a year, they decided to do some promotions. And the promotions boiled down to who was the most popular. And a lot of the people were looking for a pay raise but weren't looking for the job. I'm retired, but I did security for 40 years. And after they did the promotion, I wrote a page down of 10 sentences for newly promoted people. And time went on, it became 20 sentences, and then it got to be 50 sentences. And two managers came by and asked me for a copy of it. And that was in 2004, and I just kept on adding things. And finally, about 2006, I thought I'd better organize it. And I organized it out and just kept on adding to it. And I'm an old dog with a military background, a security background, and it ended up being the book you see.
Yeah, and in your book, let me stop you there for a second so that we get to some of the really cool things in it. You know, you talk about all kinds of things, and setting us up that way was perfect about what your background was. You talk about dress codes and uniforms when you talk about work. You talk about flattery. You talk about computer records, problems, decisions, incompetence, like they're mentioning, promotion, scheduling, education. So much of what you saw is what you're putting in this book, because it's what happens in our life. You even have a section called Life and Quality of Life. So yes, this is your observations, and you look at it, and if we go into the life section, for example, quality of life, what do you talk about in quality of life? How do we have a quality of life?
Quality of life, how things are scheduled, what are you doing for your life? So they eat too many agencies, too many companies, the employee is viewed as a cog in a machine, and that's where it stops. They don't realize that there's other things that the employee does. I can't count the number of times over the years where I've seen somebody who was a cog in the machine, and all of a sudden they leave. Well, why did he leave? Oh, you didn't know he was going to nursing school? No. That sort of information doesn't get passed, and it doesn't get passed down. And when they're doing promotions, you want to make sure that the person you're promoting has the necessary drive in the field that they're at. Otherwise, they're getting promoted, but they're not going to be the best interest of the company, so to speak.
Yeah. And speaking of that with the company, you have thoughts on leading versus managing, which is huge. People talk about that so often nowadays, but even, you know, decades ago. So what do you think with leading versus managing? What's the difference?
A manager will never accept responsibility for a decision made by his staff. A leader always accepts responsibility. A failure in a manager can be bad news. A failure in a leader is catastrophic. Imagine you're in charge of a fire team, and if the guy who's leading the team gets taken out, the next person in line better be able to fill it. If a manager gets taken out, hopefully somebody on the staff will be able to step in and fill a hole. But if the manager has not trained anybody under him to fill that hole, it's going to be bad news.
Because then they're stuck, right? Then you're stuck with you don't have someone to fill in that gap.
You don't have someone to make decisions.
Yeah.
Decision making, I have found, is one of the things that separates leaders and managers on a big scale. And there is an old saw to if you do the wrong thing, eventually it will lead you to finding the right thing. And that finding the right thing is what you want to do. The quicker you find it, the safer you are.
Boy, isn't that true. The name of the book is Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. We're speaking with Glenn Cook here on Author's Corner as part of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Another section you talk about that right in the beginning that I found so interesting, your interests. And you talk about best interests. You talk about weather you mix in, emergencies and safety. And you talk about insurance. Tell us about insurance.
Insurance, everybody thinks in terms of a financial thing. But insurance in leadership is making sure that if something goes wrong, you've got a fallback. You've got something that you can go to immediately as the next step to protect you. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And another thing that you talk about that I think sometimes, and especially in these days where we're talking about work weeks and how people work and the disappearance of 9 to 5 and all of that, and then people accruing vacation time and not taking it or taking too much of it, travel and vacations, what were your thoughts on that?
If you're going to go outside the country, learn what the social norms are. One of the things I was blessed with when I was overseas was the ability to go native. At times, I was really thankful, but I had a couple of wake-up calls. I was in a bar in Angola, and I was playing a dice game with the bar owner, and he looked at me and he says, "You're an American." I said, "Yeah." He says, "You need to get out of here." And I said, "Why?" And bar owner said, "Look around." They had a picture of Lenin. They had a picture of Castro, Mao, Khrushchev, Stalin, all these various communist leaders. And it was the local hangout for communist Cuban mercenaries. And an American would be about as welcome among that bunch.
For sure. That was a good warning, absolutely. When people read your book, what do you hope they take away from reading the book?
I hope that they use it as a guide to avoid problems, to think outside the box. My daughter was in college, and I have a high IQ, and her professor said she'd like to meet me and talk to me because I think outside the box a lot. And my daughter said no. And the professor said, "Why?" She says, "First, you got to figure out what planet the box is on." And so being able to think outside the box is absolutely crucial in certain higher positions. And we don't teach, it's not something that you can go to a school and teach, but it is something that you can learn over time. Okay?
Yeah, and that's what this book is filled with. You had a naval career, you studied network operations, you did ballroom dancing. I mean, you have lived life. You got 2 college degrees, 10 ranks of black belt. I mean, just on and on and on. And you share all that wisdom in this book. And there are absolutely some really interesting things that you can learn from it. Rules for Rulers Who Do Not Know the Rules. Glenn Cook, thank you for hanging out with us and coming on.
My pleasure. If you ever get a problem, send me an email.
I will. Thanks, Glenn.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.